We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
Earlier in the year, we talked as the F1 season came to its conclusion. And we saw Max Verstappen versus Lewis Hamilton in an absolute showdown. There was some controversy. I mean, it was a great sports outcome. You had one race to determine it all. Number one, number two, guy who finishes higher wins the championship. We had controversy in the race about whether or not the caution car should have pulled off and they're allowed to be one more lap of racing or if it should have been called earlier. Lewis Hamilton said one thing. Max said the other. It was very, very, very interesting. And the only reason that a lot of people know about it is because Netflix has put up a docuseries on F1 racing, which if you have not watched it yet, it's very, very good. It's called Formula One Drive to Survive. And it's a really, really interesting look at Formula One because, you know, I've seen a lot of shows in the past that are kind of set up this way, where they give you a lot of look at the behind the scenes stuff, but not much about the actual competition. And I've seen a lot of shows that give you a look at a lot of the competition, like here's game day or race day or match day at the arena, but not much as to what goes into the regular day-to-day life of everything else. F1 Drive to Survive does a really, really good job, I thought, of giving a behind-the-scenes look at what happens around the track, but also how intense race day is for these guys. And it's a genuinely good show. And in the last two seasons, teams gave access to Netflix to cover them. Mercedes and Ferrari and I think the Red Bull team not just gave permission for them to cover live, but I mean to get really deep into stuff, up to and including drivers getting fired and the competition to fill that seat, etc. Phenomenally interesting. And I've got friends of mine. In fact, my mentor in radio, my old coach, co-host and guy who really kind of taught me this business, a guy named Adam back in Navarre, Florida, who was not a racing guy, watched F1 Drive to Survive with his kid, with his son. And now my dude's posting about F1 racing like he's into it big time, right? And I know that he's not the only one. I know he's not the only one. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter who have never been racing fans who watch this show, and now they're really interested. One of the things that gets people interested in a sport is exposure to the sport. I've told you before, I think it is the most important factor, right? Why do you think that the NFL does Hard Knocks? Why do you think that the NFL and the NBA and all these big organizations start their own television networks? They do it because the number one way to create a new fan is to give them exposure. That is not just the game, right? Like the NFL puts out, I don't know, 80 hours of game per week during the season. But it's not just about getting you to watch the game. It's about showing you more than just the game. F1 did it with Netflix. It was phenomenal. The NFL did it with Hard Knocks. I know some people that didn't just start liking football, but when they saw situations like they watch rookies getting fired, getting their pink slip, being asked to turn in their playbook, they get invested in the individual athletes, which makes them invested in the game as a whole. It's a brilliant plan. And in just about every place that it's worked, it's very clearly worked.
It pulls in people who love documentaries and that type of thing.
Yeah, if you want to like a sport at more than just the surface level, this is how it's done, right? If you want to like a sport at a deeper level than they played this weekend and here was the score, this type of exposure works. Here's a text right here. Texas says, ESPN, my roommate is super into it now. I'll wake up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. He's already six beers deep frying bacon watching F1. Of course, I'm obligated to start drinking then as well. Yeah. It's on a weird schedule.
You're also obligated to eat the bacon if
Correct.
We allow you to.
Correct. But yeah, I know multiple people who watched F1 Drive to Survive, and now they're F1 fans. And not like casual fans, like they're fans of this sport. It's a system that works. Golf is now about to get into this, and I like this plan. Golf is probably the sport, I would have to guess, of the major sports, which I consider it one. Golf is probably the sport that has the most difficult time getting new viewers, right? Like, unless you grow up a one percenter like me, I've just decided I'm going to embrace my inner MJF. Unless you were just a one percenter like me growing up, who lived on a golf course and played all the time, most people don't just take up golf. And if you do, it's a hard damn sport to learn. So the majority of people who take up golf find out the sport's hard and I suck at it, so I'm not interested anymore. We as people, very rarely, especially at older ages, tend to stick with something that we're not good at off the bat, right? So golf's probably got the hardest time to grow the sport. So they are leaning into what F1 is doing here. For the first time ever, the PGA Tour and the governing bodies that conduct men's major championships, Augusta National, the PGA of America, the USGA, and the Royal and Ancient Golf Society, or Association, whatever they call, society's better, will provide entry into the sport's biggest events, including the Players' Championship and season-ending FedEx Cup, as well as the four majors, the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open. They are going to give Netflix unprecedented access inside the ropes and behind the scenes. They are doing a series that is going to allow cameras into the locker room, into the backstage, to do interviews with players, etc., to, quote, capture the intensity of training, travel, victory, and defeat through the lens of a diverse group of players and their support teams, which is great. But you need names, right?
Intense training for golf.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look, the golfer and the caddy are having an intense training session discussing which club to use.
Here's the deal.
I would say I hate being that guy, but let's face it, I am that guy when it comes to certain things. I get the NASCAR thing, the behind the thing, or the Formula One racing thing. That would be interesting because there are so many moving parts and all that kind of thing. But how much could there actually be with golf?
A lot.
Yeah, I say this. I find it hard to believe. I hate being a skeptic.
When you swing a golf club, right? And I'm going to come back to what I'm saying and set the show. When you swing a golf club, every single joint on your body impacts your swing. Your fingers, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, every joint in your spine, your hips, both knees, both ankles, your toes, your neck, your head, every joint in your body impacts the swing. I did a drill the other day, as a matter of fact. I was taught a new drill. One of the problems that I have when I swing a golf club is that my wrist opens up too much on the and that causes a slice off to the right. I slice the ball a lot. So a guy gave me a drill the other day, which I found was interesting, to train my wrist to stay closed through contact, which is to take your cell phone and hold it in your fingers, right? I know I'm boring Lonzo, but I'm trying to make a point here.
No, that's all you need is another reason to drop your cell phone. That's why I'm laughing.
So you curl your fingers up like the monkey paw, and you hold your cell phone to where the top and the back of the cell phone is against your forearm, and then you swing the golf club. And what's happened is in the past, as I came through, Lonzo, and my wrist opened up, see, the phone doesn't touch my forearm anymore. The best golf swing keeps that wrist closed, so the phone will never leave contact with the forearm all the way through the swing. This is the smallest little thing, right? But the difference from here to here on the PGA Tour could mean millions and millions of dollars. It could mean keeping your card. It could mean being eligible to be on the tour next season. It could mean a guy's job. This to this could cost the guy's job. That's intense to me, right? The fact that if one joint on your body moves wrong at one particular time, you could drop 10 spots on the leaderboard and lose your job.
By the things that you've just said, you use every bone and muscle in your body to play croquet, too. But, you know, I just don't want to see a behind-the-scenes thing.
And that's fine. Okay. That's fine. Show me a course where there are some of the best athletes in the world playing for tens of millions of dollars in their livelihood playing this sport. But again, I also acknowledge that I grew up playing golf. I grew up on a golf course. I grew up around golf. My dad played. My grandpa played. All my friends play. I acknowledge that I have a passion for the sport that a lot of people don't because they didn't play it growing up.
But see, I'm the guy that they need to try to get to watch this.
And I agree.
Because I am the uber skeptic when it comes to this, thinking that, okay, how interesting could this be if I'm not really interested? And I played golf before. I'm just not into it the way you guys are. And maybe it's just because I haven't played it enough, but still, I find it, I mean, how hard can it be and how,
can we find out?
I'm not talking about the golf playing. I'm talking about all this science that you're saying that goes into it. Aren't there just natural athletes that just go out and do it and they don't
not
need
golf.
To worry about all that kind of
not
stuff?
Not golf. I have taken. There are natural athletes.
So you're saying the fat guys out there who are golfing, who there are many. They're doing all the science stuff too, or are they just eating a cheeseburger and go out and hitting the course?
You don't just be good at golf, right? Like there are runners who are just fast runners, but even the fastest runners in the world have to get down to launch angle, velocity angle, force vector coming out of the blocks, etc. If they want to compete at an Olympic level, right? Would you watch a show, for instance, about who's the greatest sprinter of all time? Usain Bolt? Jesse Owens? Would you watch a show?
It's an era thing. It depends on what you
depends
consider.
On the era. But let's say Usain Bolt for the sake of an easy conversation. Would you watch a show about Usain Bolt going from really fast Jamaican guy to a guy who got down to the nitty-gritty to study the science behind sprinting to become the world's greatest sprinter?
I don't want to derail the segment or anything. I don't understand how that could keep my interest showing me how Usain Bolt
because it's
trimmed
not,
a tenth of a second off
it's,
of
it's
his
like
time.
The F1 thing, because it's not just about what goes into being a good golfer. But it's the human side of all of this too, right? Like it's the people behind it. One of the best couple of scenes from the F1 series came in season two. I've been kind of like dabbling in it. Comes in season two where there is a guy who gets fired from the Red Bull Racing team. And there's two or three guys that are trying to compete to get into that seat in that race car to make it their race car so they can go win races. And all of them are doing the best they can to study and learn the tracks they're racing on and become the best racers they can. But the interesting side of it comes from the human side of the story of three guys who are looking at it and going, if I don't get this right, I'm probably done with this career and I got to go back to running a desk, right? There's a lot of interest in the human side of it. So let me finish up the description of the show and see if there's a chance I can get you into it. As of right now, these are the names of the golfers who are signed up to participate in this show for Netflix. Abraham Answer, Daniel Berger, Cameron Champ, Joel Dahman, Tony Finau, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood. That's your dude, Zoe. That's your guy.
That is my guy.
Ricky Fowler, Sojier Garcia, Harry Higgs, Max Homa, Victor Hovland, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, Kevin Na, Mito Pereira, Ian Poulter, Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, and the world's number one ranked amateur golfer, Kajita Nakajima, out of Japan, who will participate as he plays in the first major championship of his career. That is a wide demographic, of golfers, right? You got foreign guys, you got Americans, you got young guys, you got old guys, you got guys with good hair like Lonzo, you got guys with no hair at all, you got country boys like Bubba Watson out of Baghdad, Florida, you got European Romeos that are known for being good-looking fellas with the ladies. I mean, you got every kind of guy to follow along with here, and you got Kita Nakajima, who is trying to knock down the door and take it to the professional level to make money. PGA has just copied what F1 did, which copied what Hard Knocks was and is, and it's absolutely great. This is what sports needs to be. We all love football. We all love watching football. But man, do you not get interested when you get to learn more about the players and like what goes into the day-to-day life of being a great player? I do. The Last Dance, last year during the Rona, became one of the most talked about sports entertainment phenomenons of all time.
See, here's the thing. If it's something you care about sports-wise, and you talk about The Last Dance, I started watching the NBA when Michael Jordan started winning championships. That's when I got into the NBA. So I cared about that. Hard Knocks, love football, so I'm going to do that. How do they capture someone like myself, someone who's not really into the sport that they're trying to show, to get them to watch it? I mean, does it have to be a really creative trailer? I mean, how do you do that? Or is this just for the fans of the sport?
I don't think it is, right? I don't think F1 Drive to Survive was for F1 fans. If there is one thing that people love, Lonzo, it's drama, right? Everybody in the world says, I hate drama. I hate drama. Except for the most successful everything of all time, movie, music, TV, sports. The best is all about the drama, right? I hate drama. Really? Do you hate the drama of the national championship game on Monday? Oh, it's just competition. Right. Competition is bred through drama. We love drama, and we love drama whether it's on a personal level. What's the old three tropes? There's three dramas, right? There's man versus man versus nature, and man versus environment, and man versus self, right? Those are the three kinds of drama. With these shows, I think you're getting a little bit of everything.
I try to pattern myself after the great American philosopher Booker T, who said, save the drama for your mama.
Right. I get it. Five time. I respect it. Except for none of us do that. We love drama. Lonzo, you like your anime, don't you? What would anime be without drama?
Lonzo, you're a nothing. Nerd, right?
Well, so am I. If there's one person that should not be offended by saying that, it's me.
It's all about your tone. You're trying to be dramatic Rob.
You like anime,
Stop
right?
Stop it. Stop it.
We all like our stuff, man.
We do.
We all like our drama. You can say you don't, but you're a liar. We all like our drama, and whatever you like it because of the drama. Man versus man versus environment, man versus self. With these shows, you get all three. You get the competition of the sport itself, man versus man. You get the guys trying to make it in a world that is cutthroat as hell. World of professional sports.
I think maybe part of my problem with it is whether it's true or not, golf has always been a rich man's sport, at least perception-wise. And to me, it's like, why do I want to watch, a bunch of preppies talking about what ball to use, what?
But I don't think that's what they're going to focus on, right? Like, that would be like if the F1 show did a whole episode on what tires should we use. Yeah, that's not going to do anything for you. So they didn't do that, right? I don't think you're going to get a whole segment of Ann Poulter going, Pro V1 or Max Flight 3, I don't really know. I think you're going to get more along the lines of Ann Poulter standing on 3 and describing whether or not he's going to try to fly that lake or lay up short, knowing that flying it and setting himself up for a birdie might win him $2 million, but coming up short on it might cost him missing the cut. I think it might be teams trying to figure out how do we, especially if they start branching this off into the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. And if we're going to get to go behind the scenes at the Masters, that's one of the best sporting events on the American calendar.
Yeah, I seriously doubt they'll do that. There's some things there that we'll never see. If there is golfer on caddy hate in,
I bet
in
you there will be
almost nearly, you know, knock down, drag out fight between the two, that might get me because, you know, violence.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.